Microsoft. Now, I know a lot of y'all may not necessarily be intimately familiar with what's going on with AI, but I've been on this AI train riding his wave, right? And so I want to make sure that I keep y'all up to date because Microsoft had build day the other day and they announced some new PCs as well as leveraging ChatGPT because, you know, they were one of the early investors in ChatGPT. So they have a vested interest in seeing what's happening over there. But Microsoft announced some new PCs, laptops, and then they also demonstrated some things that I thought that was interesting that maybe I wanted to share with you guys. I mean, this is stuff that I study, and I'm not sure if it's something that's relevant to y'all, but I definitely want to keep y'all in the loop. So here goes nothing.
But we're going to talk this morning about Microsoft's new Surface devices with advanced AI capabilities, promising enhanced features, longer battery life, and support for their Copilot AI chatbot. This follows other big AI announcements from Google. We also heard, of course, from OpenAI. Last week, we're going to be hearing from Anthropic.
Did y'all just see the way that they just drew that? We're going to get into the actual, some of the announcements shortly. But that's crazy, bro. Artists, 100% going to be displaced.
Here in France, actually, tomorrow. Joining us right now, though, is Joanna Stern, Wall Street Journal, senior personal technology columnist. And of course, a CNBC contributor. Good morning to you. You just wrote all about these new devices. And so I guess we'll just ask you, you know, the Roger Ebert question, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you think?
Look, I haven't gotten to test them for a long period of time, but from what I
somebody said, am I invested in Microsoft? I absolutely is invested in Microsoft. Microsoft, I've never, ever, not one day. My daughter has been invested in Microsoft for the last 16 years. I've never sold a share of Microsoft, ever. 100% invested in Microsoft.
Early out of the gate, thumbs up for sure. This is not only a big deal for Microsoft here on AI, but also really in the race to catch up with Apple on their ARM chips. I mean, Apple kind of blew it open a few years ago, just created some laptops that got rid of a lot of the pain points we've had with laptops. They're cool, they last long, the performance is good, and Microsoft has struggled to do that. So here they are with their Copilot Plus PCs. They use Qualcomm chips, they promise great battery life, great performance. So I'm really looking at the basics here, and if they can get the basics right, then I think Microsoft does have a hit on its hands.
Okay, the most interesting feature that you wrote about on these new devices is this idea that when you forget what you saw and how often—
Y'all not a part of Stock Club, make sure y'all tap into the Patreon, link is in the description. We talk about this all the time.
And have you been on a web page or somewhere along the, you know, along your travels online, you forget where you found it, what the web address was, what it was. Now you can just ask the computer and it will show you a screenshot of what you saw even days and months ago.
Really?
Yeah, so it definitely sounds creepy. And I asked Satya Nadella, CEO of Microsoft, about this. But here's what's happening. There is now a chip on the device that enhances AI. And there is a model on the device. This isn't going to the cloud. So it is taking screenshots of what you're doing. I can tell you that does sound creepy, right? Take screenshots of what you're doing throughout the day. And then on the device, it's using AI to figure out things. It's looking at the images, it's looking at the text. So then you can go into the search box and say, I saw a picture of a guy on CNBC. He looked like he was in Paris. And that may pop up just from putting in that semantic search. So good, cool, right? But also creepy. And what Nadella and the rest of Microsoft is saying here is that this is only happening on the device. It doesn't have to go to the cloud. I should also say that I did get to test the feature and you can turn it off and you can limit it from seeing certain websites. So you can put in chase.com or your bank, etc.
That's crazy. Let's actually go over to what some of the announcements was. This is everything revealed in 5 and 9 minutes via CNET. Let's see what some of the announcements were.
You know, when I think about...
And I do think that Microsoft has one of the greatest CEOs of all time on their hands.
Progress we've made even since last time we were here at Build, we've built really three platforms. The first is Microsoft Copilot, which is your everyday companion. It puts knowledge and expertise at your fingertips.
Copilot is the replacement for Cortana. Now, a lot of people may not be familiar with Cortana, but Copilot is basically Cortana. Improvised, upgraded, and then relaunched with AI.
Helps you act on it, and we built the Copilot stack so that you can build your AI applications and solutions and experiences. And just yesterday, we introduced a new category, of Copilot Plus PCs, the fastest AI-first PCs ever built. And so today I want to highlight our top news for this event across every layer of this Copilot stack. It all starts, though, with this very deep, deep partnership with NVIDIA, which spans the entirety.
We've been talking about this for a long time. Everything is interconnected. And so when you go through, and I'm not going to talk about it extensively here because I just want to react to Microsoft, because we talk about this extensively on Stock Club. So if y'all not a part of the Patreon, and it's not hard to understand, I'm telling you, we break it down to a C-student's perspective. Everything is interconnected. When you think about all of the companies that manufacture the equipment that ultimately make some of these semiconductor chips, you're talking about ASML, right? And then you're talking about NVIDIA, and you talk about the partnership of NVIDIA, and then what it is that they're using and who's using and what as far as the AI models and who's developing all of this technology, ChatGPT and Microsoft's investment in it and in their partnership with NVIDIA. And so there are so many companies that are benefiting from investing in each other and partnering with each other, and you guys are missing out. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Let's continue.
Of the Copilot stack across both all of their hardware innovation as well as their system software innovation. Together, we offer Azure Confidential Computing on GPUs.
What is Azure? What is Azure? Microsoft Azure. Azure is Microsoft's cloud technology, right? Similar to Amazon Web Services. What do I talk about being a cloud engineer? Let's continue.
Designed to be really help you protect sensitive data around the AI models end to end. We're bringing, in fact, the latest H200s to Azure later this year, E100s, as well as excited to share that we are the first cloud to deliver general availability of VMs based on AMD MI300X AI accelerator.
That's a mouthful, ain't it?
Microsoft offers the best price to be open with our most strategic and most important partnership with OpenAI. Just last week, OpenAI announced GPT-4o, their latest multimodal model, which was trained on Azure. It's an absolute breakthrough. It has text.
Now, think about that, right? When you're looking at investing in these different companies, and let's say, for example, you want to base it off of cloud infrastructure, right? Because in the last stock club that we had, which was literally a couple of days ago on Wednesday, we had a stock club where we basically broke down why investing in retail alone is not enough. Now, again, I'm not going to go into it because we had a lot of talking points and it's like an hour long. So for those of y'all that just signed up for Stock Club or the Patreon, make sure y'all go and check that out. But what he's basically saying is that their strategic investment into ChatGPT, or the company that owns ChatGPT, also allowed for and required them to build their entire model off of the cloud infrastructure based in Azure, which gave them a strategic heads up in their partnership with NVIDIA and everybody else, because Amazon Web Services may not have the same level of access based off of the fact that Microsoft has these investments and strategic partnerships, which position them financially to be much, much more successful and the technologies that they're using in order to ensure that they're returning value to the shareholders.
Audio, image, and video as input and output. It can respond and just have a human-like conversation. In the video I'm just going to play, notice that you can share your screen or session as a prompt in Copilot and have Copilot help you in whatever it is that you're doing. Let's roll the video.
Hey, Copilot, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing great, and it looks like you're about to dive into some Minecraft. I see you've got a crafting table in front of you, which is a great start. To craft a sword, you'll need some materials. Can you open your inventory? Just press E on your keyboard.
That's crazy.
Yeah, do I have what I need? Oh my God, what's that?
Oh no, it's a zombie. Run, you need to get away from it fast. Either sprint away or quickly build a tower of blocks straight up to get out of its reach.
And as OpenAI innovates, our promise is that we will bring all that innovation to Azure too. In fact, the same day that OpenAI announced GPT-4o, we made the model available.
You don't even have to learn how to game anymore. It basically is telling you what to do.
For testing on Azure OpenAI service. And today, I'm excited to say that it's generally available on Azure AI. One of the coolest things is that now any app, any website, can essentially be turned into a full multimodal, full duplex conversational canvas.
I'm gonna go on an overnight camping hike where we're camping all this. It's gonna be dark, cold. Should I use these shoes? It's the mountains. It's probably gonna be cold.
Hey, no worries. Let me take a look. Ah, those are the Trekstar hiking sandals. While they're fantastic for summer hikes and keeping your feet cool, they might not be the best choice for cold mountain.
Oh my goodness, okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Pick the best thing that I should use, and can you just add it to my cart? Just one product.
No worries. Let's go with the Trek Ready hiking boots. They're durable, provide great ankle support, and most importantly, they'll keep your feet warm in the cold mountains.
That's crazy, bro. That's insane. Yo, when I first had seen them start to introduce assistants such as Siri and all of that stuff, and what was the one with Amazon, Echo something, hey whatever, I forgot what it was, to see the level of innovation that's happened in just this short amount of time, and you can hold up a product and it can look at the product through the camera, tell you everything that you should and shouldn't do based off of the recommendation, and then you can stop it mid-sentence and like you're talking to a regular person. Now we really ain't gonna need these women out here in these streets. Hey man, look, when y'all say, oh man, you know, we peaceful and we able to do this and we can cook and clean, we don't even need y'all no more. We got AI. We got Microsoft's OpenAI and all of their partnerships that's just gonna basically do everything for us. We just gonna talk to it and it's gonna build everything and take care of business.
Today, I'm very thrilled to announce a new partnership with Khan Academy. We'll be working together to use Phi-3 to make math tutoring more accessible.
And you don't even need your wife to go and tutor your kid. Just set them up right there in front of ChatGPT. I'm not even going to cap. One of the things that I do when my daughter comes to me and she be like, hey, Dad, I'm trying to figure out this. If it's been a long time since I did it, the first thing I do is I go into ChatGPT. I start talking. I'm like, hey, show me this and this and this. Let's refresh my memory on this. It started breaking it down for me. Obviously, you got to have a foundation in it to understand it. But it absolutely does. I use it in corporate America to shortcut a lot of things. Hey, built this for me. And then I go in and I customize it myself or whatever. But it is incredible. It is incredible. If you guys are not using artificial intelligence, if you're not using ChatGPT, if you're not using it for your everyday tasks to make your life easier, to give you a leg up on what's going on in the streets, you 100% are missing out. I mean, even to the point to where I was working with my editor and we were implementing new technology and I had got him a new, some new stuff and all of that stuff. And I was showing him, you know, some of the technology that's being implemented inside of these editor, you know, in order to make his job easier and allow for him to be able to edit things a lot quicker for me. And so what we were looking at was when you do a video, let's say, for example, I do an interview back here on a black couch. Yeah. We do a video back here on a black couch and then we import certain software in a Premiere Pro for Adobe Cloud, Adobe Creative Cloud, which is what we use for Photoshop, Premiere Pro for all of our editing, everything, cover photos, all of that. You can have three different pieces of footage. The three different pieces of footage, let's say I'm pointing one at me, I'm pointing one at the person that I'm interviewing, and then I'm pointing one at the person, at both of us at the same time, right? And then you got two different audio tracks. So those is three different files, and then you got two different audio tracks, one for me, one for them. You can literally have this technology with AI enabled, go through and chop it up to where it pans to different things and who's talking at that particular time. And it does a phenomenal job. I mean, it saves probably 3 or 4 hours worth of work, and it does it in literally like 30 seconds. And 3-4 hours worth of work is 100% done in 30 seconds. It's crazy, crazy. And so one of the things that we do over here in our studio in Don't Do Coke in the Bathroom is we're always looking to implement technology so we can minimize costs, and we willing to invest in software, and we are willing to invest in ourselves in order to make things easier for us and for us to be a lot more competitive when it comes to what we're doing. Why hire more people when I could just make the person that I already got hired job easier and then be able to have, you know, implement more work? He do less work, he's more efficient, he makes more money as a result of it, and we continue to run up the bag. So y'all got to start embracing technology in order to make your lives a lot easier, man.
I'm also excited to share that they'll be making Khan Amigo, their AI assistant, free to all U.S. teachers. And I'm excited to announce that Azure AI Studio now is generally available. And fine-tune AI models and do so responsibly. It includes built-in support for what is perhaps the most important feature, which is the real world. Since no two business processes are the same, with Copilot.
I could talk about it on Patreon, sister. I actually do a whole video where I break down exactly how we leverage AI in a lot of ways, even here in a studio, to make our jobs a lot easier and more efficient.
Studio, you now can extend Copilot to be able to customize it for your business processes and workflows. Today, we are introducing Copilot connectors in Copilot Studio so you can ground Copilot with data from across the graph, from Power Platform, Fabric, Dataverse, as well as you now have all the third-party connectors for SaaS applications from Adobe, Atlassian, ServiceNow, Snowflake, and many, many more. We're also extending Copilot beyond a personal assistant to become a team assistant. I'm thrilled today to announce Team Copilot.
Let me see what else is going on, if there's anything else.
Behavior. There are many announcements that you will hear about at Build, but I want to go back to, I think, the core of what I think, why we chose to be in this industry and why we come to work every day as developers, which is the mission ultimately of empowering every person in every organization. At the end of the day, it's not about innovation that is only useful for a few. It's about really being able to empower that everyone. And it comes down to you all as developers and builders of this new world. For us, it's never, never about celebrating tech for tech's sake. It's about celebrating what we can do with technology to create magical experiences that make a real difference in our country.
All right, so basically it's about making more money. If you really just want to understand what it is that he's talking about, it's about making more money.